You'll hear a woman called Ingrid talking about doing volunteer work on a shark conservation project on the island of Fiji. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
Last summer, before starting university, I spent 2 months volunteering on the island of Fiji in the South Pacific Ocean for a research program called Project Shark. You may well fancy doing something similar when you finish school. There's an excellent website telling you about it if you want to find out more. I looked through that after I'd read an article about the program in a magazine. It also has links to a blog where I discovered more about the project from previous volunteers. What initially appealed to me was the chance to go diving. I grew up on the coast and my dad used to dive in a harbour not far from where we lived. When I was about 15, I went with him and he showed me the basics. The local swimming pool had diving lessons too, which I'm sure would have been good. I didn't need to spend the money on them though. The journey to Fiji took about 35 hours. I was so exhausted when I got there that I don't remember much about my first day. I took the bus from the airport to the project and must have passed through some beautiful scenery to get there, I suppose, but I slept through all that. I did see the sunrise, though. That'll stay with me forever. The aim of Project Shark is to gather information about sharks and use it to work out how to protect them from environmental threats. Diving in places where sharks live can give you good data. I know it sounds frightening, but you just have to know what you're doing, and volunteers are always accompanied by experts. It's magical, though, when you've got sharks swimming all around you. One type of shark they're studying is called the bull shark. The upper bodies of these sharks are a strange grey colour and their noses are broad and flat. What struck me about these sharks was their size, actually. You wouldn't want to fight with one. And usually when I think of sharks hunting for food, I think of the speed they go at. But bull sharks are relatively slow. Bull sharks like shallow waters near the coast, so generally we didn't dive deeper than about 5 metres. Sometimes, though, we went further out to where it was 30 metres down to the seabed. That was satisfying because it was much further down than my previous record of 22 metres. When you're down there, your eyes adjust to the darkness and the 3.5-metre bull sharks appear around you. Amazing. Divers investigate a range of things. It's important to study different shark habitats. How big the populations of different shark species are is another thing they get data on, and that's what I was mostly involved in. They also did a survey of shark behaviour, which I found fascinating. One thing researchers do is insert a metal tag containing a tiny transmitter under a shark's skin. They can then follow the shark's movements. Bull sharks are tracked like this. But scientists target the baby animals because they're easier to handle than the adult bull sharks. I learned a lot doing that. I got to see other types of sharks, not just bull sharks. A tiger shark once got really close to me. And the hammerhead sharks are relatively easy to spot because they're quite common. There was no sign of any zebra sharks when I went there, which was a pity because they're supposed to look amazing. I also missed out on seeing great white sharks, but they're not the friendliest species, so I wasn't too bothered about that. Apart from the diving and research, I loved being with the other volunteers who came from all over the world. I shared a room with a nice girl from Japan, and on the dives I was often paired with a girl from India. We got along really well and we still talk on social media. There was also a guy from Australia who gave me surfing lessons, and we emailed for a while when I first got back. Well, I'll stop talking now.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Last summer, before starting university, I spent 2 months volunteering on the island of Fiji in the South Pacific Ocean for a research program called Project Shark. You may well fancy doing something similar when you finish school. There's an excellent website telling you about it if you want to find out more. I looked through that after I'd read an article about the program in a magazine. It also has links to a blog where I discovered more about the project from previous volunteers. What initially appealed to me was the chance to go diving. I grew up on the coast and my dad used to dive in a harbour not far from where we lived. When I was about 15, I went with him and he showed me the basics. The local swimming pool had diving lessons too, which I'm sure would have been good. I didn't need to spend the money on them though. The journey to Fiji took about 35 hours. I was so exhausted when I got there that I don't remember much about my first day. I took the bus from the airport to the project and must have passed through some beautiful scenery to get there, I suppose, but I slept through all that. I did see the sunrise, though. That'll stay with me forever. The aim of Project Shark is to gather information about sharks and use it to work out how to protect them from environmental threats. Diving in places where sharks live can give you good data. I know it sounds frightening, but you just have to know what you're doing, and volunteers are always accompanied by experts. It's magical, though, when you've got sharks swimming all around you. One type of shark they're studying is called the bull shark. The upper bodies of these sharks are a strange grey colour and their noses are broad and flat. What struck me about these sharks was their size, actually. You wouldn't want to fight with one. And usually when I think of sharks hunting for food, I think of the speed they go at. But bull sharks are relatively slow. Bull sharks like shallow waters near the coast, so generally we didn't dive deeper than about 5 metres. Sometimes, though, we went further out to where it was 30 metres down to the seabed. That was satisfying because it was much further down than my previous record of 22 metres. When you're down there, your eyes adjust to the darkness and the 3.5 metre bull sharks appear around you. Amazing. Divers investigate a range of things. It's important to study different shark habitats. How big the populations of different shark species are is another thing they get data on, and that's what I was mostly involved in. They also did a survey of shark behaviour, which I found fascinating. One thing researchers do is insert a metal tag containing a tiny transmitter under a shark's skin. They can then follow the shark's movements. Bull sharks are tracked like this. But scientists target the baby animals because they're easier to handle than the adult bull sharks. I learned a lot doing that. I got to see other types of sharks, not just bull sharks. A tiger shark once got really close to me. And the hammerhead sharks are relatively easy to spot because they're quite common. There was no sign of any zebra sharks when I went there, which was a pity because they're supposed to look amazing. I also missed out on seeing great white sharks, but they're not the friendliest species, so I wasn't too bothered about that. Apart from the diving and research, I loved being with the other volunteers who came from all over the world. I shared a room with a nice girl from Japan, and on the dives I was often paired with a girl from India. We got along really well, and we still talk on social media. There was also a guy from Australia who gave me surfing lessons, and we emailed for a while when I first got back. Well, I'll stop talking now.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.